This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, let's not forget about our bus drivers out there. They're out there working still at night, and so aren't the taxi drivers. So, same to them as well. Now, let's also say howdy, howdy to the bulk mail haulers out there. Felix and the gang hauling the mail from point A to point B, as well they're doing right now. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and some other things, too, jet fuel and whatever else might happen to be, have to be delivered by the tankers. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram, all by Captain's America. That's Captain's, that's on the word Captain America. And that's how you find us. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, namely the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, out there in sunny California, a little bit dark at the moment, though, we've got none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. And Jeff, I hope you were saying that along with us. By the way, did you see who was at the White House yesterday?
I think James Taylor was there along with the president.
Yeah, he was there with his guitar and his funky-looking hat. And by the way, the Fab Four were there, too. You know who they were, right?
Who were they?
That would be Joe Biden. That would be Kamala Harris. That would be Nancy Pelosi. And that would be, gosh, that other guy, that Charlie guy, that Schumer guy. That's the Fab Four, Kyle.
Well, you know, they had this thing going on at the White House, which, you know, I guess a nice way to put it might be tone deaf.
Let me ask you a question, and this is the question for the rest of the morning to the audience. Who thought the White House event yesterday was a good idea? The way they did and the way they said things. Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, initially, I think that they really do think that it's a good idea. They think that they're selling this illusion that they're trying to create with the Inflation Reduction Act and try to go out there and make it look like things are good. But, Captain, people look around in their own communities and they realize that what they're selling is not legit.
Can I put this mildly in my own special way?
Sure.
If you thought that was a good event yesterday, you're a moron.
Well, they're calculating, though. I mean, they really do.
What, they're calculating morons?
Well, they count on the idea, Captain, that things will be seen on social media, that there will be a general thrust in much of the media that is for the Joe Biden agenda or the Democrat agenda in general, and they're hoping that it just sort of keeps things kind of floating along. But Captain, people, they're not that stupid, and they are going to be watching very closely, and especially, see, because now we're getting in, what is it now, 55 days, I think, to the midterms. People will really start paying attention because they'll hear more about the election coming up. They'll start to think about what's happening, and a lot of people will, I think, make a decision to say the Democrats have done this to us.
The Democrats did it to us from day one because they said they were going to do it to us.
Well, right. And they don't care. I mean, I think this is a really important point. They don't care how this is all affecting you. It's the let them eat cake kind of thing. Oh, go get your electric car. Oh, by the way, don't charge your electric car when it gets really super hot outside. It goes on, and they really don't care what's happening to people. All they want them to do is comply.
Do you know what happens to an electric battery when you overcharge it?
Yeah, usually, I mean, it can explode or
it'll catch,
up. Or,
it'll catch fire.
Yeah, exactly.
The other day I was looking at some fire information about house fires and vehicle fires and motorcycle fires and lawnmower fires involving electric batteries. What do you think the percentage is of those fires being up right now?
What is that?
Take a guess.
50%.
Go higher.
Okay, 75%.
Double it.
Wow. So well over 150%.
That is correct. Fires
wow.
And fires of that nature are up because people put them on the charger, and once they get fully charged, you don't need to charge it anymore. And by the way, these things just don't shut down and trickle charge after that for the most part. They continue to charge. And the batteries get hot, and boom, you have a problem. Houston,
yeah.
We have a fire in my house.
No kidding.
Think about
it. That's very serious stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And again, this is the electric neighborhood that we got, the environment coming now that the people have no clue. They shouldn't leave it plugged in all the time. I mean, that's like taking a cell phone. What happens to your cell phone when you leave it plugged in and it gets overcharged? It gets hot. That should be your first clue. All right, we'll be right back.
For real American patriots, in the overnight, always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Now, that's the one that works right. Thank you very much, Jeff. That other one got cut off. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, Mike Lindell has got a whole bunch of stuff. He's been making a lot of moves, selling a lot of the older product out and replacing it with brand new product. He's got some brand new items that he's not advertising as heavy as he normally does, because he wants people to go to his website, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and that's where you'll start seeing instant savings on a whole bunch of products. Now, he's got stuff there. Boys, he got stuff there. He's got the MyPillow bed sheets. He's got the Geese Elegance MyPillows. He's got the towel sets. He's got the bath towel and the beach towel sets. He's got the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows. He's got a whole bunch of other stuff, and he's got the brand new all season slippers for $29.98 a pair, which is the lowest they've been in a while. Now, you want a pillow? You can get one for as low as $19.98. You want some other things that are top of the line? He's got them priced down to $19.98, including some of the older My Slippers that are going to be, when they're gone, they're gone. So think about that for a minute. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them and talk to a real person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
You know, the DOJ, once again, with their own infinite wisdom, has decided to subpoena another 40 Trump associates. Late last week, the Justice Department issued 40 subpoenas to people involved with former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Now, I'll explain. The subpoenas included requests for documents and testimony about plans to submit slates of fake electors to deny certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victories in swing states. But what it was it was a second set of electors, not for Joe Biden, but for Donald Trump, which is what you have to do, right?
Right.
Now, the DOJ is also investigating post-election fundraising for Trump's Save America PAC. That's the PAC that's out there right now, traveling around the countryside when Donald does all these rallies. That's the Save America PAC. And also planning the Stop the Steal rally on January the 6th in D.C. Now, low-level staffers and senior aides have received subpoenas. Officials also have had their phones seized. For example, Boris Epstein, a Trump advisor, and Mike Roman, a campaign strategist, had their phones seized. And Mike Lindell yesterday was stopped by the FBI, and they took his phone. You heard about that, right?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes.
Now, meanwhile, the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol is preparing to hold another public hearing this month featuring information learned in the summer interviews. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Another prime time with who? Ms. Wyoming? Liz Cheney?
Yeah, I guess maybe Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, yeah. We need to see him again, don't we?
Yeah.
Can we? Well, is there not a hungry shark in California? You could just take him out there and he could accidentally fall in going fishing, and you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's a politician, so I don't know. Sharks may have better taste than that, Captain.
That's a good one. You got me on that one. That's a good one.
But, you know, I think, obviously, they're trying to cast a pretty wide net. It seems to me, Captain, that they raided Mar-a-Lago, for goodness sake. I mean, I thought that's where all the hidden secrets were and this kind of thing. And I'm surprised they didn't come up with any kind of anything else. And of course, you know, Trump's secret mission to Washington, D.C. a couple of days ago, there was all kinds of speculation.
Yeah, to open up his country club.
Yeah, but oh no, he's turning himself in. You know, it just, this never ends.
I know, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think if we continue to hear the phrase, the walls are closing in, we've heard this for years and years now, and it's always just wait. They finally got him. The walls are closing in. You know, it goes on and on and on. But there's so much politics going on here, and now we're within the 60 days of an election, where typically you don't see indictments, prosecutions, and stuff like that of political figures, even though he's not on the ballot or running for anything. But we're certainly seeing, trying to come up with something here. But if there was something there, don't you think they would have found it by now or acted on it in some way?
Yeah, and let me just remind everybody, all of this stuff that you see, the Democrats, the January 6th committee, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Boy Schumer, Adam Schiff, and all these other people, all these comments they're making to try to bring down the ship is to try to divide the Republicans. They know that we are, for the most part, unified in our mission to vote these bums the hell out of office. And they don't want to go. They don't want to go. They're going to claim foul. If they get beat and any elections they get, they're 1 or 2 points or something like that, you watch. They'll challenge every single one of them. So that's why I'm saying we need to show up in numbers at the polling place. Don't mail your ballot in. There's too much that can go wrong. If you've got one of those absentee ballots, take it to the supervisor of election, go inside, and hand it to them.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, Captain, when we do see Democrats challenging whatever races that happen on Election Day, then suddenly it will become the following. It is now patriotic to question the results of an election, whereas right now it's attacking our democracy. You know, it never ends with the Democrat Party elite like this. They it is, it's almost comical if it wasn't so terrible and pathetic. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They are looking to divine so in so many mm-hmm. ways. They think chaos mm-hmm. is their friend.
Hey, listen, have you got a cool $44 billion sitting around somewhere?
Well, I'll never tell. No, but no, of course not.
Well, if you were able to come up with an extra billion, you and I could probably buy Twitter, and we could become the Elon Musk of Twitter and run that correctly. How about that? Run that correctly, yeah. Because the investors at Twitter decided to go ahead and approve Elon Musk's $44 billion to take over the company. As a whistleblower testified to Congress about the site security failures Tuesday. Now, the fact of the matter is, they know their stock is going to be worth a lot more money if it gets sold, because they're being offered more money for their stock. So why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, sure. Yeah, well, we'll see how this pans out now. Exactly.
Yep. And remember we talked about the nurses going on strike?
Yeah, possibility, yeah.
Here's the first part of it. About 15,000 Minnesota nurses entered the second day of a strike on Tuesday over wages, staffing, and pandemic burnout.
Well, yeah, we've seen some iterations of this as well, or certainly similar kinds of I don't want to say threats, but the possibilities of these things. And yes, while so many healthcare workers, Captain, worked so hard under very difficult circumstances. So yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and I appreciate the nurses; they're a great group of people, doctors too, and all that. But you want to talk about burnout? Let's talk about a firefighter. Let's talk about a police officer. You don't hear him complaining.
Well, right. Yeah, across the spectrum of people that provide these kinds of services that are absolutely 100% essential. You can't really take a break. You can't shut down the fire station for a time and everybody go on vacation. It's relentless.
Yeah, and James was asking us a question. Good morning. What's going on with Mike from MyPillow? FBI taking his phone. This is crazy. Okay, he doesn't get the first hour of the program. He gets the second hour. Okay, all right. I got it there, James. But we just explained that. The FBI went after Lindell because of his closeness to Donald Trump. And they do talk quite a bit on the phone. Yes, they do, because they're friends. And Lindell goes to a lot of the events, a lot of the rallies where Donald Trump goes and speaks, so it's not something that's not abnormal, and they're just trying to find out, hey, who knew what and when they know it.
That's right.
Even though I don't agree with any of it. And, of course, Jeff's chiming in the chat room. We'll have to mention that when we come back. Kyle, you hold on, folks. You hold on, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, because we coming back with the stuff.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Heuer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Asian markets have skidded lower after Wall Street fell the most since June 2020, as a report showed inflation has kept a surprisingly strong grip on the U.S. economy. On Tuesday, the Dow lost more than 1,250 points. The S&P 500 sank 4.3%. U.S. inflation remained higher than what economists had expected in August. The consumer price index rose 8.3% in August from a year earlier. This news came on the same day President Joe Biden tried to sell the so-called benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost.
And the total foreign-born population in the U.S. hit its highest level ever at 46.8 million under the Biden administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Alrighty, and again, Dr. Bill saved my left leg. He really did, and he helped my right leg get better, and things are moving along very good, and I would recommend him. You veterans that are listening to me out there, that you've got wounds that you're having problems with, wound care for the left leg and foot, diabetic foot care. They also do limb salvage, and they do general podiatry, and what really saved me was a hyperbonic oxygen chamber that he had, and putting my leg in there, and that's what turned everything around. When they started to do that, it turned everything around for me. So check them out. It's called Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter where you live. He can take care of you, and that'll be a great thing for you. All right, we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and first let's bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, we got a couple callers, so I'm going to take the callers in order here, so let me go up here first. We got our friend in Colorado listening to us on KNUS AM 710. Good morning.
Hey, well, morning there, Cap, and of course, the professor of politics. The thing is, though, Carl was right. I was reading online, and he said Trump is going to get arrested. I read that. I'm like, oh, what? This has got to be fake news.
No.
It's got to be just a pile of ass. And I just read the title and cut it off. And it's so frustrating that they've been trying to destroy this man ever since he announced that he was running to be in the White House seat. And after he left the White House, they're still trying to destroy it. So, I mean, it's just one thing after another. I mean, and it's just like the Trump show on The Apprentice. You're fired. And it's an opportunity for the voters of this country to say to these dark side, broken down, dumb donkeys, you are fired. Anyway, Kat, Professor of Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you much for Aaron. And by the way, Kyle, the reason they're chasing Donald Trump around is because he knows where the skeletons are buried. He's seen the evidence.
Well, yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. And I also think, too, that, you know, we hear about permanent Washington. You know, I think that there's this idea that really a man of the people, and Trump has proved himself to be a man of the people, that maybe that's just not allowed by so-called permanent Washington.
Yep. Okay, well, hang on, because I think I know who this is. Okay, is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. You know, coming to a town or city near you, America, Mexican cartels carrying out killings by chopping the head, hands, and feet off, then throwing the body in the middle of a heavily traveled highway. That's their signature. America, you may not know it. Joe Biden opened borders fees, a takeover of America by drug cartels. Multi-billionaire Mexican drug cartels hide their profits by flushing them through the vast global financial markets, including internet payment platforms, cryptocurrencies, payment cards, and real estate. They use to launder cash to underwrite their trafficking. Criminals around the world follow the process, converting illicit proceeds into clean money, which cannot be traced back to the original source of income. All criminals from the dark world use this system to legitimize them. Now, before introducing into the financial system as legal currency, there are three different stages of cleaning dirty cartel money. It's called layering, placement, and integration. Now, within that, we have cash smuggling, structuring, smurfing, wire transfers, shell companies, big banks, laundering drug money, laundering through credit cards. All of the businesses, properties, houses, and apartments owned by the cartels in America are flushed through this system. The cartels are making huge purchases right now in the United States under the Biden administration. Thanks for the opportunity, Captain.
All righty. Thank you, Elliot. And by the way, Kyle, you know that there's still foreign governments buying property, farm property, at or near or around or very close to our military bases around the country. You know that, right?
Yeah, this could be very, very concerning for sure.
Now, who's to say that foreign country, and it's not just China, who's to say that foreign country couldn't be related to one of these drug cartels?
Good question. Yes, very much so.
Because that would give them an operation a place where they could set up an operation close by in an area where maybe they're right underneath the eyesight, you know, human eyesight, the broad daylight and whatnot, and they're doing stuff that nobody believes what they're doing, because on a farm a lot of things go on that just get taken for granted.
Sure. Yeah, well, again, you know, the whole idea, of course, that so much farmland is not in control of the American farmer, that's a big problem.
Boy, you are so right with that one. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, we've got Dick Morris, who is a commentator, and he wrote a book. And he wrote a book about Donald Trump. And guess who just censured the author Dick Morris and the book on Donald Trump?
Who's that?
The New York Times.
Really? Uh-oh.
Censured Morris, and they censured the book.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go again, or should I say, here we go still.
still. Well, that's right. Well, you know, there's a lot of information out there. Americans are want to make up their own mind about the sort of information they consume and who they're going to listen to and so forth. But, oh, don't worry, Captain. We've got the arbiters out there, the content curators, I guess, and they'll make sure we don't hear anything that we're not supposed to hear.
Now, I don't know if I should take this with a grain of salt or just read it for the way it is, but this is a State Department released cable from the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who signed the cable yesterday, and this is what it says. Russia has covertly spent more than $300 million since 2014 to try to influence politicians and other officials in more than two dozen countries.
Well, that's not surprising at all. You know, they definitely want to wield some sort of influence, and they'll do whatever they can, whether it's, you know, straight up hacking or if it's trying to influence using political funds for advertising.
Okay, and I've got a statement. Well, actually, it's a question, kind of a statement. He says, Captain, you and the professor, the Biden administration has to be out of their mind, praising spending amidst all the high inflation that was announced yesterday. What do you guys think? Well, you first.
Well, you know, they're sticking to their script. I mean, they're sticking to their
That's my story, and I'm still okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. But they're sticking to it. What else can they do? If Biden comes out and says, okay, it's really bad, you know, then it's going to continue to put the spotlight on all the bad stuff that he's done. But I think, Captain, they're just looking to get through the midterms at this point. I think so much changes after that in terms of not just their strategy, but how the Democrat Party really does look at Joe Biden.
Okay. How many weeks have we got to go before we vote in the midterm?
It's, what, 55 days, I think, so far.
Oh, you're going by days. Okay. It's November. I believe Election Day is November the 8th.
Right.
Okay, so let's just say November the 8th. They're going to go right up to the 11th hour of the 11th day, you know, all that sort of stuff. With everything that they're doing, they're going to pound it out there, things that are not true, because that's all they got is things that aren't true. For example, the Republicans are the ones responsible for the crime in the streets. The Republicans are the ones responsible for all the violence we had earlier this summer. I've heard that. Each one of those mentioned several times on some of the XYZ networks when I've been channel surfing. But the fact of the matter is, we didn't have the BLM. We didn't have Antifa. They were showing up for who and what?
Well, sure, yeah, back during the summer of 2020 especially. Yeah, and I think it even got to the point, Captain, where the Democrats were getting too much blowback on that. So I think they really tried to tamp it down.
Yeah, they backed them off because they were getting too much blowback because people said, hey, we want to take our streets back and we'll get out there with our own guns if they won't do it. There were some people that were ready to go do it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. Oz coming back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
She stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Baby, maybe, maybe she didn't need all the tears. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can keep it.
Love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
right now because we're going to get you the weather, the highway and byway trucking report here. And we've got some things going on out west. You've got some things going on over in my turf. And we're going to start it out with Kyle Warren. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. North of Las Vegas tonight and this morning on Interstate 15, we got some heavy rain as you come out of Las Vegas there. You're going to start encountering it shortly after leaving, heading towards St. George, Utah, in southern Utah there, also along I-15. Rain going on there. You're going to have it all the way up to a little bit north of Cedar City on I-15 tonight. And then also, this is going to be north west of Las Vegas, up north of Amargosa Valley. We've got rain happening there tonight as well. Our friends in Salt Lake City, looks like you've got some rain starting to head on over to the east of you, but also north up Interstate 15 near Logan. You've got that happening as well. The rain that's going to continue on up into southern Idaho, Preston, Soda Springs, Paris as well. So you want to be aware of that. And the rain is keeping a little bit to the southeast right now of Idaho Falls. Also, tonight, if you're coming across I-70 in Colorado near Grand Junction, you've also got rain. Rain just around Santa Fe, New Mexico, starting to dissipate a little bit from last hour, but still down near Carlsbad and down near the border with Texas there in New Mexico. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we do have some weather involving pretty much the atmosphere and the quality of the air in Texas to talk about. You know, it's been really hot. And when it gets really hot, it gets really miserable for some people that have asthma and other breathing-related problems. And right now in the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, you've got some stale and inclement ale there that's bothering some people. And there might even be a little fog mixed in with that tonight, which makes it even a little bit more undesirable. San Antonio, north-south on the 35, going through San Antonio, east-west on I-10. San Antonio area, same problem there. Houston, yep, got a little problem over there with the air quality, and on down towards Galveston and on down, jumping all the way to the border down there to Brownsville and Harlingen. And from Lafayette, Louisiana, all the way over through New Orleans, over towards the shoreline to Mobile, Alabama, got a little issue going on there, although some of that might be some ground fog coming in from the water because we've got some cooler temperatures now at night and the warmer water temperatures, which will always create fog along the shoreline. Now, up in Indiana, northern part of Indiana, southern part of Michigan right now, and the northwestern corner of Michigan, northwestern corner of Ohio, sorry. You have got some fog, and you've got some poor quality air up there as well, mixed in together, making it kind of miserable for driving. This is from Columbus North. If you're going on up I-71, or if you're going on up I-75 out of Toledo towards Michigan, you're going to run in it. And you'll have a little bit of the same nature up there going into Detroit. So Detroit, you're going to be kind of rocking and socking there, trying to catch your breath, it looks like. We also have got some fog again tonight on the East Coast, southern part of Jersey, parts of Delaware, Chesapeake Bay. We've got some rough sea, if you will, out there from Nova Scotia, down along Maine, down along Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and then down to the Long Island area. And we have some unsettled weather and some shoreline flooding going on right now because of the way the wind's blowing and the way the waves are pounding the shoreline in upstate New York and the lee shore of Lake Ontario. So there you go. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, folks, go to pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and October 31st. And pro drivers, check out the My Rewards Plus app as well for great offers because September is Driver Appreciation Month. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And people want to know how they can hear you.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and find out how you can hear him on all sorts of little things there. All right, Kyle, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Now, again, and one little thing just came in here from Okay, what is this? This is, okay, we do have a dense fog advisory right now along I-10 west of Mobile, Alabama, towards Grand Bay, Alabama. So there you go. That's about 20 miles or so of Alabama where the fog has come rolling in. Okay, let's go on up here. FoundersCode.com is the name of the website. Denise Simon is the name of the person. And good morning, good morning, and good morning again.
Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Who thought Tuesday's White House event was a good idea?
I'm thinking maybe John Kerry had something to do with it since they had James Taylor there.
Yeah. What an idiot to come out there and sing the praises of all the stuff. Well, you know, we're spending high inflation. It's all coming down. Things are looking better. Kumbaya. What an idiot to stand out there when he just had one of the worst economic reports yet.
Well, as I said on your show several times, that lies work. And there's an awful lot of people out there that believe everything that comes out of this White House. But I would also say that if you look carefully and ask some harder questions on who attended that ridiculous event yesterday, it was probably all White House staffers.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody else.
No, so, I didn't see any Republicans.
I would also say that Biden probably doesn't know that they're White House staffers.
I didn't see any Republicans around. By the way, I was looking for Liz Cheney. I thought she might be there.
No.
Well, why not? She's one of them.
Yeah, no, she's
not quite that far in, huh?
No.
All right, but still, the whole gist of the nature, and we're going to get into this on the other side of the break here, the whole gist of the nature was what they said and how they said it, and I'm going to debunk a lot of stuff that Biden said just based on the numbers and the facts that I have in front of me. Very easy to find because the CPI index yesterday didn't say what Biden was trying to sell. And the lies, yep, they're lying. If you want to go ahead and believe the lies, have at it, but you're really showing your stupidity for not getting out there and going after the facts that are there if you want to find them. All you got to do is do a little digging. Okay, hold that thought, Denise, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news. And your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.